This is HRR Voices on Sirius XM Radio Channel 141 with your hosts, Carl Brown and Sharon Morton.
Welcome back to the Small Business Report here at HRR Voices on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Carl Brown, your host, and with me is my co-host, Sharon Morton. We are really happy to have in our studio today Sophia Welsh and Renee Holt Sharp. As I said at the top of the show, Sophia is one of the hardest working people in the food industry. She was born in Jamaica and moved to New York at the age of 5. Later, while a wife and a mother of 3, she opened a profitable bar and grill in New York, while also working full-time as a lease administrator. So you know that running joke about being Jamaican and having 10 jobs?
That's her.
Well, living proof.
Right.
Later, unfortunately, she suffered a devastating loss of her business, property, and capital, like any business owner. Mm. But she preserved, as we know all business owners must do to be successful, preservation. She launched Couture Patties and hasn't looked back since. She created a niche market among the local culinary elite and is currently on course to break ground on a national level.
Yes, and she's being courted by QVC to sell her patties, so we're really excited about that. Welcome to the show, Sophia and Renee.
So who is the patty maven?
Well, I'm, as you said, one of the hardest working women in America.
All right.
And I got the name the Patty Maven because I can basically create any type of patty. If you give me a flavor that you like, I can definitely combine the crust and pair it up with a filling, and you will just get this amazing, amazing, robust flavor of a patty.
Yeah. So I guess your work ethic attracted, well, your work ethic and the good food attracted QVC. I mean, how did they find you?
Through the tasting I did in New Jersey, I got introduced to a woman who is a broker for QVC.
Okay.
And I met with her, and she tastes the product. She's like, oh my goodness, we definitely have to take this in. So she brought it into QVC. You know, always hire people that do what they do.
Right.
Because for me to try and get into door, it might take me 2-3 years. She could just pick up the phone and say, you know, I need to make an appointment.
Exactly.
I have a great product. I need to sit with you guys. And that's what she did. And she came back. She said, okay, I have good news. They love the product. However, they want something more with meat and cheese. And
oh, okay.
A little
more
bit
variety, yeah, maybe, to appeal to the meat eaters.
Appeal to their customers.
Okay.
So she said,
sorry. Did that sound like the meat eater?
Hey, I'm a meat eater.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
Me too.
Okay.
But you got a week and a half to create. So within a week and a half.
Well, that's easy for you.
I created a whole line of different meat products, and I shipped it in, and they came back and they said yes.
They said yes.
Said yes.
Wow. That's, so when can we expect to see you on QVC?
Hopefully we're working, hopefully by the end of the year. We're just finishing up with research and development because the product has to go into manufacturing, mm-hmm. and it has to be made into a commercial stage where they can produce it and we keep the flavor. And I didn't realize, and most people probably wouldn't realize, that it's a lot of work, you know, because even if I'm using, you know, 2 tablespoons of water, if you use 2 tablespoons of water 10 times, you're going to have a big glob. So,
right.
you know, you have to have a food scientist, nutritional values, and everything has to be in place.
What's next for Sophia Couture Patties and your company?
Next, we're going to put out more gourmet patties. We're going to try to get into every store, every stadium possible.
Like that.
More food product. And I'm going to be working on a cookbook with Renee.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so
that's something.
Tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you or order more patties.
Yeah, what's your
or
website?
Order some patties.
Okay, the website is www.couture, KOURTUREPATTIES.com. And we're also on Facebook, Couture Patties, and Twitter @Couture Patties.